Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 9th of October, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Now, another choppy day here. We're seeing plenty of that overall. The two big stories here today are the bulls regaining the upper hand as far as Wall Street is concerned, and oil. Is this climactic now, this move down almost $3 as I speak? More on that in a moment. First, though, I'll start with my review of stock markets. And in the Asia-Pacific zone, with the exception of Japan, which is down on the strong yen because the strengthening yen, I should say, it's now 107.84 against the U.S. dollar. So Japan was lower, between 1% and 0.75% across their indices. And also the South Korean market was a little lower here today. But everything else was higher because of Wall Street's big day yesterday. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index up 1.17. China, again, had a big day yesterday and moved a little further ahead here today. India had a good bounce, up 1.5% here today. But these gains are certainly going to be challenged, given Wall Street's influence. They'll be challenged tomorrow. Okay, among the European stock market indices, pretty well all lower except for the German DAX index, but that was only up just a fraction over 0.1%, and there's that psychological 9,000 level, having run into stiff resistance up at the 10,000 level. This German DAX index, which looks quite toppy, it has to be said, just was briefly steady here near the 9,000 level. I think it'll be lower tomorrow. And all the other indices I mentioned for Europe are lower in here today. Not heavily so, but soft. Wall Street's the big story because you remember, 2 days ago, we had a decent rally, and then yesterday that rally got erased with a decent rally. Upward Dynamics produced some key day reversals. Well, they all were reversed. Those upside dynamics and keys were reversed in here today, and we've got declines that are just under 2% for the Dow, bringing it back to 16,659. And remember that round of phobia level up at the 17,000 level for the Dow. And then the S&P, you won't forget that 2,000 round of phobia level. Well, that is down over 40 points in here today to 1928. And the NASDAQ, which was certainly up near a round of phobia level to 4,500, not long ago, but down just over 2% here to 4,378. So just very weak. Canada falling in sympathy, down 1.4%. Mexico also down 0.9%. Brazil squeaked out a little bit of a rally here. Maybe that is still a contested election. That would be my guess. But what do we make of this, all this choppy act, before I move on, what to make of all this choppy action that we're seeing? Well, I think I said in my opening comments that it favors the bears. And here's why. You look at the charts of the U.S. indices, and actually most of them, the big indices, are still in their overall upward trends, but they're testing those 200-day rising moving averages, and they certainly show some loss of momentum now. But the NASDAQ, Russell 2000, and I've got another microcap Russell index, which I'll be posting here today. They are very toppy, and get a new closing low beneath that top formation for the Russell 2000. The other canaries in the coal mine, and not much tweeting in here today. They're going silent here. Now, the problem that concerns me most, though, is the leverage on Wall Street. Against the overall fundamental market background, I would just be looking for a 10% plus a little bit more correction, because valuations are a little bit high on Wall Street. And then you've got the nervousness of October, and the more importantly, the nervousness of the ending of quantitative easing, QE. But that leverage, which has picked up, is the big concern. Now, again, this two-way churning that we see, what does it mean? Well, quite clearly, if you look at those charts of the S&P or any of the other big indices, incredibly orderly moves on the upside for over a year. And then this well, I've no other word for it. Or I'll put it this way: churning's the best description of it. That indicates, of course, disagreement. But what it also means is that supply has come in to check the rally. Whereas previously you had those higher reaction lows, I think those are going to get taken out here, as we've already seen by those two leading by that leading Russell 2000 index. The opposite happens following a big move to the downside, where you have a supply-dominated environment. And then you start to get very choppy action, and that indicates that demand is returning and matching supply, and then eventually overwhelms it. Well, up here at this at these high levels, after a good long 5 year plus bull market, I think that what we're actually seeing here is the supply now rising to match, and will probably overcome the demand side overall. And I just think this is, at very worst, I think this is what I would describe as a cyclical 20% plus bear trend. It may be smaller than that, because the quantitative, or not the quantitative easing, but the overall monetary policy is still very, very favorable from the Fed, with those extremely low interest rates. And we see that in most of the developed economies as well. But leverage can cause a bigger overshoot. And certainly, if we start getting the S&P and the other broader indices, we start getting them, seeing them break downwards, and I think that's the probability here. Then we will get a somewhat sharper reaction, in my opinion. Okay, what about long-dated government bonds? Well, the U.S. 10-year, certainly low enough, 2.3249, and of course all those European 10 years are lower, because they've got a minimal growth and deflationary problem there. The ECB, Mario Draghi, running that show, certainly wants to, and I believe is going to be commencing his own quantitative easing later on this month, or early next month. And Europe certainly needs that. What else to mention here? Well, I said the other big drama story was crude oil, and a very sharp fall in here. Is this climactic? Probably at least the beginning of climactic activity, but the WTI 84.44, that's the US price, and the Brent $88.80. So both of these down nearly $3 in here today. Those are sharp, very sharp moves on the downside. Now we've got an OPEC meeting on November 27th, and the Saudis were relaxed in their comments. What was it, a couple of weeks or so ago, about oil prices? But I think people are going to begin to worry. The people who are most under pressure from this are the Russians, as I've mentioned before. But with the WTI, if that were to, at 84.43, if that were going much below 80, that would put big pressure on some of the shale, or most of the shale oil producers, I would say. So I think we'll probably you may get a temporary overshoot, but then I think we'll get some steadying, but probably not a huge move to the upside. That might be exaggerated temporarily by some short covering overall. Okay, what else in here today? Precious metals. Well, they were doing very well early this morning, but they couldn't hold those gains, and there was one reason for that entirely, in that the US dollar index was quite well, it was down again today, I think down for a fourth day in a row, and it got down to 84.937 this morning, but then it picked up, and it's currently at 85.542 as I speak. So it's gone from down on the day to up on the day, and that is being interpreted, treated as a headwind for commodities. And we saw those gains eroded. For instance, palladium is actually down a dollar on the day. It had been as high as it's at 7.95 and change. It had been as high as 812.75. Silver still has a gain here. It's at 17.30, but it had been up at 17.72 this morning. It's up 30 cents at this 17.30. It's currently 17.37. Still trading after hours, up 30 cents. And platinum is currently 12.75. That's up 8.50. But it had been up to, it had been almost $20 higher here this morning. And similar story for gold. It's currently up just under $3 at 12.23, almost 12.24. But it had been, they've changed the price on it. I'm not showing me the high, but it was at least $20 higher this morning. Okay, what else here in these commodities? Well, we've got coffee was firmer. I think cotton was weaker. The U.S. copper, well, it's been stuck really just in this $3 and a little above. It's currently 302.90, up slightly in here today. And grains, beans, well, wheat's down today, corn and soybeans up a fraction, and that's pretty much it. But to finish off in here, bears definitely have the upper hand on Wall Street, and that will have a knock-on effect globally. It probably China will be the least affected by that, If only because China's bull market is barely getting underway, or is only just getting underway. And I do think it is going to be a decent, at least a decent medium term bull move over there. Okay. All the very best to all of you.